Hi everyone, this is Sugar.
This is spice.
And not so nice.
And welcome to our debrief of The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, Season 5, Episode 14. God, I have to say, I just love this cast. I love these ladies. They're so fun and
Spicy.
so
They're spicy.
crazy. Oh, yeah, they are. Oh, yeah, they are. So let's get right into it. This episode, they go on a yacht, and
Who
a lot.
fucking wears heels like that? I'm sorry. Did you see those heels? Just trying to get up that step to
Was wearing
the
them?
yacht. Who was wearing the heels? It
Was it Meredith?
I think it was Meredith. The other one wasn't as bad. I think Heather, I don't know if it was Heather. Anyways, it was fucking ridiculous. You have to go look at them.
I'll watch it. But on the yacht, you have to take your shoes off and
Yes, you do. That's but just to walk there, they could barely make it.
oh, it was Meredith. Wasn't she? I think she was just feeling sick. That's why she was walking. 'Cause like, what's her name? Angie was wearing high heels too. But it was just Meredith was like just totally out of it because she didn't sleep. 'Cause she was she was crying the night before.
And throwing up, but she said, I'd never throw up.
No, she just said she didn't throw up that night.
I thought she said she never throws up.
You know what? Crying and throwing up at the same time, though, you don't usually do that unless you're, I don't know. Like if you're upset, you don't cry and throw up unless you're sick. Like, you know, something like.
Yeah.
You know, it's
Yeah,
funny
maybe.
how quickly that got around, Brittany. Like,
Totally.
it was like a game of telephone. That was funny when they played that. Brittany tells so and so, so and tells so and so, and it just goes on, and it makes it way its way all throughout the group. That was funny.
Yeah, it was.
But the biggest thing I want to talk about on the yacht, they start talking about Todd. And Heather was saying, he's kind of dismissive. He didn't go to the ER with her after she got attacked by that dog because he was saying, oh, it's probably just a scratch. She didn't even she called the I'm sure she doesn't do this often, but she interrupted him while he was at work, got a hold of the secretary. Because, something like that happens. I can only imagine how scared she was. And he didn't want to go to the ER.
You know
So.
what? I think that's a really fucked up relationship, the one that she has with him.
Yeah.
And he's probably, like, from what I've seen, he's been quite condescending to her.
Yes.
And he's in a position of power, right? Let's face it. So she defers to him, and he basically says whatever he wants, right? Like, he does. And she comes across as being very kind of like a feminist and very loud and able to speak her feelings. But in reality, we've seen something quite different, I think, or her life is different.
It's definitely different than the way she holds herself in conversations. Like, we've seen her be quite condescending in conversations with the other women. And what I'm referring to is when she's going to Heather and she did the same thing to Angie, going, okay, well, you can apologize to me now. And she opens up a little bit about her relationship with Todd. And about all this stuff about he had an affair. And it sounds like maybe there could have been multiple affairs because when she confronted him about it, he said, oh, well, I'm a businessman. I'm always trying to get the best I can, or something just horrible like that.
But she tried to, just to kind of correct you on that, Sugar, she tried to an excuse for his behavior, because what she said is, she also said, she's the one that said that he is very, expects the best in business and the same as in real life. And it was like
That's
an
fucked up.
excuse. It's really fucked. Like, that's so
Yeah.
fucked up. And yeah, thanks for saying that, because I thought that too. I thought that was just like that as an excuse, or if you're trying to give an excuse, that it doesn't really hold water, right? So it's yeah, she needs help.
So here's the thing that I thought was really weird about her bringing it up, because you know what? This, she did not paint Todd in a nice light. I
Yeah.
can only imagine she went home and told him about it, and she probably just got berated for bringing that up on camera. But she painted this horrible picture of him to all the ladies. She opened up about this stuff and then going on about, I don't feel like I'm good enough. I'm not good enough in my relationship. I wasn't good enough for my daughter, her biological father's family. I'm not good enough for you guys to be friends with me, all this kind of stuff. And she brings this point that, everyone feels this way at some point in their life. They wonder if they're good enough. I think every single human on this earth has felt that emotion before.
100%.
She paints this horrible picture of Todd, although she did make the decision to stay with Todd. And, Lisa was saying, okay, she's known her for 10 years. She's only ever heard how much she loves Todd, how much Todd adores her.
What a cold bitch.
Da-da.
Sorry to interrupt, but what a cold bitch Lisa is as a friend of
No,
fucking 10 years.
you know what?
Just hearing that.
No,
She
you know
looked like
what?
she, I thought she was going to get up to move
I don't
positions
agree
to
with
go and
you.
give her a hug. And she just fucking sat there in a better position for the view. Like, I mean, it was just like, what the fuck kind of
Or
friend of 10
I
years
didn't
does
see it
that?
that way.
Disagree. Yeah. Me
You
too.
agree? My
No, I
opinion.
disagree,
I disagree
because
too.
she has always stood by Todd, and now she's just gone and said, and I was thinking the exact same thing Lisa said. Oh my God, Todd is going to be so mad when he hears this.
And he
And
is.
so, way to dig him into this big hole to make yourself look vulnerable. And then she turns this whole conversation around on Lisa and Meredith, that she didn't feel they were supportive enough for her.
You
And
know, sorry, go ahead.
I just think she's very, I feel bad for her. I mean, obviously that's a horrible thing to happen to you. And it's some, like, everyone can relate to that, not feeling like you're good enough, not feeling this and that. And I totally understand where she's coming from in that, but it doesn't excuse her from the behavior that I've seen the rest of the season, where she's condescending to other people. She puts other people down, all this kind of stuff. You act like you're above everyone, and then you want to be open and vulnerable. And I know that I know that everyone in the world feels this way sometimes, that they're not good enough, or something's going on, but that is never an excuse to put other people down. And that's why, even though she opened up and she was a bit vulnerable in this episode.
It didn't change my opinion of her either.
Yes, thank
No,
you.
no, no.
One haters.
What? What
No,
haters?
just joking.
No,
Wrong one
what haters?
haters.
You know why? And I'll tell
Does
you
the haters
why.
gonna
The
hate,
thing
hate, hate,
that I knew
hate?
is, you know what she said? You know what she said, Bron, and she meaning Bronwyn. She looked at Lisa. Not that I'm a fan of
I
Lisa's. Let's put
apologize for my vocals. Sorry
That's
again to
okay.
interrupt.
All good.
I liked it.
What she said was to Lisa, and again, I'm not a fan of Lisa. She said, you don't stick up for me, and you're the first one. We've been friends for 10 years or whatever. But you know what? They've been, like, in her mind, like, so she uses that against Lisa to say, we've been friends for 10 years. But then I thought about it and I thought, if you're friends for 10 years, you never even told Lisa about how you've been feeling. Like, she had no fucking idea, like, none, that this is what, so you've been fake the whole time with Todd. Do you know what I mean? Like, and now all of a sudden, so now all of a sudden she's bringing this up after 10 years. I'd be like, what the actual F, man? Like, so for me, she was trying too hard to be vulnerable. And to me, it was just a ploy for the cameras. That's why I thought this isn't real. Like, I mean, the things that she's going through, a lot of them are real, but I think she played them up too. That's just my opinion.
To be honest, and I'm
No.
not trying to be like Lisa and Meredith, but like if you made the choice to stay with your husband, just stay with him and work on it. But like you don't need to bring that up on camera. And now, like, he was not a favorite to begin with. I know a lot of people online really like Bronwyn. She's actually like a newbie favorite, but you made your husband look so bad on, and I get it. He did something really bad to you. But if you're staying with him, you made the choice to stay with him, like maybe you didn't need to air that out on TV. Not that I agree with what he did. Absolutely, I do not agree with that. But now, if I are like, I was thinking, like, when I was watching this, I'm like, oh, things are gonna be so bad for you when you get home. Why did you bring that up? That's all I was thinking when she was kind of stuff. I'm like, you decided to stay with him, but now you're bringing that up on TV. Like, it's one thing if it comes out, but for you to bring it up to everyone, give it all out, and paint him in such a bad light. It's like, I had to agree with what Lisa said. He's gonna be so mad when he sees that episode.
You have to think though that possibly she could know that it's on the outskirts. Come on, because when they are on these reality shows, shit comes out, right? So
Maybe
she
that's a good
probably
point.
heard that, something's going to come out, so she may as
One of
well
the women wanted to say something or
beat them
something
to the
like that.
punchline, right? You know
Yeah,
what I
but
mean?
you don't paint him
Okay.
into a devil either. Like that's what she did. Like no one's gonna like him after this. Even if she knew some if the, this was gonna come out, like, and that she had a feeling, but she's ending up staying with him. So like why would you do that? I don't understand.
Oh, because
Now
I guess.
everybody hates him. Like everybody's the people that didn't like him before are really not gonna like him now.
And maybe
And
people who liked him aren't gonna
exactly.
him like
Yeah.
that. Painted a really bad picture of him.
I thought so
Maybe he
too.
could have redeemed himself in the future, but no, after hearing that and then hearing her give that excuse of, oh, I'm a businessman and I try to get the best in best at like ugh, disgusting. Ugh, oh God.
It's something sick there. There's something really twisted about that relationship, period.
But what I really want to hear, I want to hear from the other perspective right now because I know Bronwyn is actually a huge fan favorite. I'm not a big fan of Bronwyn, but I know Not So Nice is. I do want to know your opinion on all this.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I just think that, people have had like not liked her, I think.
No, they actually like
No,
her.
people really like
No, I
her.
mean
They do.
the cast.
Ah,
Like
okay.
the cast, they don't like her. They seem, you know what I mean? Even Lisa, like, is just, I don't know, just whatever, right? But I don't know. I think there's something inside of her that you guys maybe don't see, but I just see this. Yeah, like maybe that's what it is. Like she's got problems and with him, and she's staying with him for whatever reason. She's accustomed to that life, and maybe, she doesn't have self-worth, and she's just, she doesn't know any better.
Yeah, but she can rip another person up and down like nobody's business. But then when it comes to him, she usually protects him. She usually does, except in this episode, she fucking threw him under the bus. And that was weird. That was different. And the thing is if you're looking for sympathy or if
Yeah,
you're
maybe
being
that's what she's
vulnerable,
trying to
I know,
do to get
but you
some
know what? It's
sympathy,
not
right?
helping because you stayed with him. Do you know what I mean? Like you've chose to stay with him. And it's not going to play out the way that you wanted. That's all.
Yeah, I don't know. I just,
I know you like her. We're not,
I
we're,
like her. Like, I
I know
feel
you
bad. I
do.
feel like there's a, like, I mean, I feel like she's been through a lot, and sometimes you put up walls and stuff, you know what I mean? And you can't, I don't know.
Still, for me, I think she played this empathy card. She plays her cards very well.
Yeah, she
And
does.
she pulled the empathy card in this episode. So it got a lot of people going, oh my God, poor Bronwyn, da 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 da. But it's still like she opened up to everyone and then she turned it against Lisa and Meredith somehow. and got mad at them. Like, it really, if you want to be mad at anyone, be mad at Todd. Really, at the end of the day, he's the one who your feelings got hurt by him. And just because they didn't react the exact way you wanted them to, like, you wanted them to say, oh, fuck Todd, da 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 da, but you're with him. So that doesn't make sense.
Yeah, fair. But I mean, I don't know. I just feel bad for her.
Yeah, I feel bad for her, but I still don't like her. You know
And
what?
I
All
do
I'm
like
saying
her. I
is
do like her. I
after
do.
all of this and after hearing that, that it didn't change my opinion of her, and that's it. I think that's the way to put it.
You know what? It changed for a split second. I'm like, oh my God, da 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 da. And then the next scene when she turns it around on Lisa and Meredith, I was like, oh my God, like, really? Why did you why? Be mad at Todd if you want to be mad at someone. But just because you opened up doesn't mean like you chose to stay with him, right? So you can't, like, they're not gonna talk shit about him on TV because you're still with him, right? Or they don't have to. I don't know. I don't know. But I don't really agree with turning it on Lisa and Meredith that they didn't support you enough. No, they did. They've started talking. They asked, well, do you feel like maybe it's because you're guarded or something? Like, they were just asking, like, trying to ask questions about it to learn more or to understand more or something like that. But she took it the wrong way. And I don't think they had malicious intent with asking those questions about, do you feel that you're guarded or something like that? Because from Lisa's perspective, she's been friends with her for 10 years and she didn't know any of that. So that's a fair question to ask.
It is a fair question.
Do you think you're guarded? Because I've known you for 10 years and I didn't know any of this. I didn't know you were going through any of this. So I'm curious to know, do you feel like you're a guarded person? And I mean, maybe it wasn't the right time because she was very upset. Maybe they could have asked later on, but I mean, I think it was a fair question to ask. I don't think the backlash towards that was deserved. And I'm a Lisa fan, so it couldn't change because I love her.
Yeah, Lisa's annoying me.
Yeah, to me, Lisa's just, you know what it is? She's just dumb. I think
Yes,
that's what it
she's
is.
dumb,
That's
and
why
she
I like
always
her.
she it's
Yeah.
She thinks that
She's
she's the best of her. She's above them all. Like, fuck off,
I don't
Lisa.
even think that. I don't see, I just see her as not as very smart, but kind of
Yeah.
endearing. I
No.
that's
Yeah.
the way I see her.
She's endearing. Okay, you know what? You have to look up Spice because I know this is your first season watching them. You need to look up Lisa Barlow on YouTube. Lisa Barlow, Away in a Manger.
Oh,
I
excellent. Okay.
haven't seen that though.
She sings
Sounds
this.
funny.
She sang it for Heather put on like this choir thing in like a past season. And she had everyone audition to do this little thing.
Oh
And
yeah,
Lisa
I remember
Barlow
that.
goes up to do her audition. And I swear to God, biggest smile on her face, the most confident woman I've ever seen. She goes like this. Away in a manger, no crib for his head. Like, and she's like
Just
totally
talking it.
off key. And it's the funniest thing. And then they brought it up in like the she like totally just owned it. Like, and they asked her, like, oh, you know, Lisa, are you gonna put out a Christmas album? Like making a joke about it. And she's like, oh my God, I totally could. People love it was so funny. And she sang at Kathy Hilton's Christmas party now too. And it's like she's just the most confident person ever. That's what I like about her. It's like she just does not care.
Yeah, I mean, I liked her too, and I do like parts of her, but like sometimes she's just annoying, and especially more lately. I guess it's because she's annoying me with Bronwyn. So like now I'm really like kind of getting
Because you're a Bronwyn lover.
Yeah, you're a
I
Bronwyn
do
lover.
like Bronwyn.
I know
There's something
we've
about
heard
her.
that. I know, we know. I was gonna say there's something about her that Not So Nice really likes. I don't know what that
But
something is.
Lucy, she's gonna have some splaining to do when she gets
Yeah, no kidding.
home. You know what I'm talking about, Spice. That's our shows. That's an old, I love Lucy. Do you know that one?
Oh, I love Lucy.
There you go. Nice surprise. There you go. We don't feel like old as dirt.
That's so good. So good. Like, so funny.
I watch it sometimes still.
Yeah, she's
Yeah.
classic.
Yeah, no, she's great. Okay, another one, Bronwyn. Not Bronwyn, Brittany. Brittany kind of starts this whole thing because she goes
Yeah,
on,
she's.
you know, you guys aren't very supportive of me. Because you know, my daughter came and I'm trying to mend my relationship with her. These women, it's so it, this was kind of a they do not like Brittany.
Nope.
Fully
No,
fair.
not at all.
And who was it? I think Bronwyn kind of snapped back at her. She's like, well, do you just like, you know, the idea of seeing your daughter, or
We
do you
more
just
about
want
us
to,
being reacting nice
or
or
do you want to
whatever.
just tell us you have an announcement for camera time, like basically.
Yeah, is it are you happy to see your kid or just to announce it to us, right? Because really,
Exactly.
like, I wouldn't have even put that on there if I was having issues with my kid. That might make them say, "What the fuck you putting me in there for? What are you talking my business for?" Right?
But
I don't know.
I liked also when Bronwyn was arguing with Lisa. And then Brittany piped up and Bronwyn just looked, she goes, I'm not even looking at you. I thought that was so funny because she could give a shit where Brittany is, and Brittany
Yeah.
thinks she's so relevant. Oh my God. It's like toe curling. It's just so embarrassing.
But I would have thought the same thing that Bronwyn thought and said to Brittany, to be honest. Like, I agree with her. Like, is it what is it that you really
Shut up. Like,
want?
what do you want? Exactly.
But.
Yeah, Brittany is definitely not a favorite of people. Poor Brittany.
She
I'm
just wants attention.
She does.
She'll take it. She'll take any fucking droplet they drop.
I think so. I don't think she'll be invited back next season. I can't see it.
You know what? I don't like to see her, but she does give a lot of content. Like people like when they shut her down, it's actually quite funny. So I kind of like
Bring her back so they can beat her down some more.
it. Oh God. Another thing that happens in this episode is Mary joins the crew.
Yeah.
Love Mary.
How fucking sad is that?
I know. So I'm really glad, like, it's going very quickly that you found out about him and got
She's
him.
getting him some help, and he's accepting to want to go get help. And what's interesting to me is that you don't see his wife. That was already a strange thing when he told her that he married the year before, right?
I
Or
don't
2 years before.
that they're together anymore.
Yeah, I don't think so either, because where was she? Since she's had these talks with him on the last couple of shows and it came out, we haven't seen her, right?
Right. I don't believe that they're together anymore. Yeah, exactly like what you were saying. She hasn't been in those videos or anything like that, like or in clips, since they had that conversation. But
Yeah.
what I'm really glad about is
That
that
poor
he's
kid, yeah.
accepting the help right away. And sometimes when you need to do that, you need to do an extreme lifestyle change.
Yeah.
It is better to cut ties with people who
Yes, 100%.
maybe participated with you, or maybe, you know, stuff like that, because there could be habits and, like, just psychologically, like, even they say, like, if you're someone who's addicted and you live in, you know, an apartment, and then you go to rehab and you come back to that same apartment where you had that addiction,
Going to
have
trigger it.
certain
It could,
triggers,
yeah.
it can actually, like, when you're in that same environment, it can trigger you to want to use again. So there does need to be a little bit of and that's a really interesting thing that you don't know too much about. But it's actually really helpful for you, like after you c get clean, to move somewhere new, like have like a fresh start where you can build positive habits. You can be out of that certain environment. And
It's
thankfully,
just so sad, so sad.
for
Poor kid, poor Mary.
yeah, I you know it's a bit heartbreaking, and it was really nice when she arrived. She looked for Angie right away, and they didn't talk about it because I don't think she's ready to bring it up to the rest of the women. And she just gave her this big hug. I love their friendship. I have to say, I think it's so cute, and like it's funny because Mary hated Angie before, and now Angie's her bestie. Like it's so cute, and obviously, like I'm a huge fan of Angie, I have to say. She came in, she's not one of the originals. She came in first as a friend, housewife last season. And this season, she's really like rocking and rolling, and she's awesome.
Yeah, I like Angie. I don't mind her.
Yeah, but it was really sweet when she came in, she gave her that big hug. And Mary was awesome at that Vita dinner. So Lisa throws at the very end of the episode, she throws that Vita dinner. And it's funny, it's just like an advertisement for her tequila company. And these women are so funny because they try to throw in their product any chance they get. And so what better way to bring everyone to Mexico and then have it all Vita themed? And Mary was so cute. She's like drinking her drink. She's like, that's really good.
So delicious.
So cute. And then she was waiting for her food. And what did she say? She's like, I ordered the what soup did she say? She said something.
Pastrami.
Oh yeah, she said pastrami. I was like, what the fuck is that? And then yeah, they were like, no, there is no pastrami, minestrone.
Do you mean minestrone? And she's like, oh yeah, that. And I love when Mary is like on scene because like she has her own stuff going on, but like her little side commentary is so great. I just love when she's just involved in a scene. But she's at the table. This is where, okay, what I thought was really funny, like at this particular dinner table scene, is they kind of confront her about, well, we heard you were crying last night. And of course, I think it was Brittany who brings it up. She's like, you know, I don't want to bring up anything touchy, but. And of course, as soon as Brittany like opens her mouth, everyone just gets super defensive with her. Like, it's really clear no one likes her. And even Meredith, she's like, looks at Brittany. She's like, yeah, I was upset. I was upset about the slut shaming. And who was it who said she's the advocate for sluts of America?
But that was Whitney. That made me laugh.
That was
Yeah.
the best
I wrote that line down because I thought that was really fucking funny.
line. The advocate of sluts of America. Oh my God. I just think I was upset last night and I cried. I'm fine now. Thank you for asking. It's oh my God. That was so funny. But then yeah, so what happens? And then Lisa like freaks out at the table because I think this is when Bronwyn kind of comes after her, and Lisa doesn't even want to like participate in the conversation. She just leaves.
Yeah, she laughed at the end. At the end, you're talking about, right?
She just walks away.
And I have to say, I was really looking hard for her fucking tears. She kept covering her face. I think she was trying to work on them coming down. Just my opinion.
Yeah, no, I thought it was funny. It was a good episode. I have to
Was
say,
it good?
they always bring it. I love it.
Better than New York.
I have to say that I really liked, I don't know if you ladies saw Whitney's outfit when she was at
The
dinner.
green one?
It has like a, it had like a, like a, like a diamond or something, like a cutout in the pants. I'm like, oh my God, I loved it. And it had a shirt that had the cutout and the diamond in it, like a giant diamond. Loved it. Loved it.
Oh, she looked really good. And then she thought she was underdressed because everyone else was wearing like gowns, but she had one of the outfits.
I'm trying to think which is trying to remember the outfit you're talking about.
You'll have to, if you watch it again, well, you'll see it next week because they're going to continue it, right? And then you'll be able to see her outfit. It's just kind of a neat thing.
It was cool.
Yeah.
Sure. Anything else from this episode?
No, not for me.
Nope, I think I'm good.
I forgot to make a golden question for this episode because it was so good. I'm trying to think of one.
What would you do if your partner was being disrespectful to you? Like, for example, the way Todd behaves. That I think that's my question. What do you do with something like that, with a partner that behaves that way? Would you stick with them or would you leave?
With infidelity, I wouldn't be okay with that. I wouldn't be able to stick around for sure.
How about you, not so nice?
I don't know. I think sometimes people are in situations that maybe they try to work it out. Like, you know what I mean? Because that's what also was implied by Bronwyn with Meredith and Lisa, right? So, you know, everybody knows their own situation, and sometimes people think that's for the best, right? But
But if you found out they were cheating, they're like, yeah, I'm always trying to get the best. Like, Jesus. Oh
yeah.
my God. You're like, what the hell? No, what? Really? She's even the one who said there's no prenup. What the hell? I just know, like, he flipped out at her when, I don't know if she told, she obviously had to have told him before it aired, but I don't know. Maybe he's gonna divorce her over that, but like he's not gonna be happy when he finds out that.
No, for sure. Because he
Yeah.
seems to be very private for some things, you know what I mean?
You know
So.
what? I can say if I did make the decision to stay, I wouldn't air that out on TV and make
Yeah,
sure,
no,
like,
it's weird, right? Yeah,
well, you
true.
if you could, yeah, because you make a good point. You never know what's going on if you do try to make it work, if you got children together, all that kind of stuff. There's a lot of reasons as to why someone would stay.
Yeah. So
Like,
you just don't know unless,
never air
you
it
know.
out there. Never.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Never.
Sorry, whose dress did you say was with the cutout?
Wasn't a dress, it was pants. It was pants and a shirt.
What about you, Spice?
What about me? You know what? I would definitely. I obviously. I it's easy to say no. Not that I condone that, or that I would. You know, because I'm that type of person that maybe I could forgive something, not infidelity. Let's just put that out there. Infidelity is a totally different realm. But I'm thinking if it was something else, maybe I would forgive. But you know what the problem is? Is I'd never forget, and then the relationship would crumble anyways, because that's something that
That's what I'm saying. It would never be something that.
never, yeah, like it would be something that I throw in their face when I'm mad or whatever, you know what I mean? Like I just know myself, so like I couldn't do that.
When we're thinking about this, if they did something really bad, like I'm thinking about Aaron and Abe from New York,
Yeah.
the guy or like the girl, if somebody did something where you've got a shared asset and then they spend it all on something totally different, they don't tell you. That would drive me crazy. Like, I would be like, oh my God. And the relationship would just crumble from there because then it's like, I would never believe them. I would never trust them. I would never, like, you make a really good point there. Like, even if you try to forgive, it would cause so many problems going forward.
Yeah, and so like that's kind of the way that I'm thinking about that. But like again, infidelity, I don't think I could forgive that. That no.
Fuck, yeah, it would be too much.
That'd be icky. Ew.
Yeah. But I mean, sometimes some I don't
Stuff
know, yeah.
happens. You're right. You're absolutely right. I'm just speaking for myself though. Like I'm just looking at everybody's situation's different, and yeah, so I don't know.
Yeah, no, totally agree. Well, that was sugar.
This is spice.
Not so nice.
And thank you for watching our Reel on the Reel.
Ciao for now.